Welcome to Swala Nyeti, the law podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions of the day. Swala Nyeti is sponsored by the law firm of Kigwata & Company Advocates and is intended for educational purposes only.
This is episode one of Swala Nyeti. Welcome, Bishao. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Happy to be here with this COVID pandemic. My wife, who works in the medical field, the report she gives me, the cases of death. You know, I'm just happy to be healthy. Yourself?
Well, I'm good too, and thanks for asking. So what are we discussing today?
Today we have a question in the area of inheritance. Daniel writes, "Hi, Swala Nyeti. I am a retired civil servant in my 70s now, engaged in business and farming. Over the past 50 years, I have purchased shares, land, and other assets, which is now quite substantial. I am married with 4 children and 2 grandchildren. I also have a child from a previous relationship, although I never lived with him or his mother. Recently, I have been having more hospital visits and made me think about what will happen to my property once I am gone. I would like all my children to have a share of it. So my question is, do I need to write a will for my children to inherit my property? What I don't understand about this question is, I have seen many Kenyans who have died without wills and their children have still inherited just fine. In fact, when people have wills, it gives them a reason to fight even more because some don't feel, and true, they don't feel like they get their fair share. They feel like some people got more than them. And from our Mwananchi point of view, from our point of view, the people who really benefit are lawyers.
Well, I mean, what is indisputable, Geshao, is of course succession disputes can get ugly. I'm not sure I agree about lawyers. But these are even worse when children are born outside marriage. So to help Daniel, I think it's good to understand exactly what succession law says about such situations.
Okay.
And first of all, I mean, it's clear that Daniel has property. And this property he wants to leave to his children once he passes. And I'm going to assume right now that Daniel, by children, he means both his children from the marriage and those even outside the marriage. Otherwise, I don't think you'd have mentioned it. And Daniel is talking about writing a will. So a will is really just the name we give to the tool that is used to plan the management and distribution of one's property once they've died. Normally, this is a document. And if somebody dies with a valid will, then it is this will which will determine how any property this person had will be inherited. And this is what in law is called testate succession.
Testate succession.
Exactly, testate succession. And a will doesn't need to be written to be valid. So it doesn't always have to be a document. But let's also look at what happens if someone dies without a will. How is property inherited? Will it be determined how it will be distributed? And in the law of succession, we call such situations intestate succession. And intestate succession will have certain rules that apply with how people, wives and children and others, could inherit their property. Of course, we have exceptions in how people can inherit property which fall outside of both testate and intestate succession. For instance, let's say Daniel had a life insurance policy, and in this life insurance policy, he had nominated certain people to benefit in certain percentages. Now, this is what we call nomination. And if nomination falls outside of the rules of the law of succession, which means that if he decides in his life insurance policy to give 100% to only one child, then that's completely valid. And it will go through without having to go through the process of probate or the process of going to court to determine how someone should share property. So this is one exception. Another one, of course, is in the instance where there's jointly owned land. Let's say again, Daniel and his wife own a property and they jointly own this property. It's in their joint name. What will happen when Daniel dies, the wife automatically becomes the owner of the property. And this also does not need to go through the process of probate, does not need to go to court to be established. The wife, if she was the other owner, automatically becomes the 100% owner of this property. And the last exception is, of course, Daniel can still give his property when alive. I mean, he doesn't have to wait until he's dead. And the courts will simply apply certain rules to determine whether there was an actual intention to gift the property. And if it finds there was, then this property can be perfectly given even when Daniel is still alive. And to make sure that all this is done in a proper way, there are people, one or more, who are called personal representatives who will be responsible for distributing the estate of Daniel once he dies. And that ensures fair distribution as per the law.
I hear you, Akili. Is what you are saying that it does not really matter one way or another whether someone has a will?
Well, that's not exactly it. I mean, it matters. Of course, you're right in the sense that children can still inherit property of their parent, whether or not the parent writes a will. And sometimes the process of probate can be avoided altogether using the exceptions which I mentioned. But if I understand Daniel correctly, what he's looking for is a measure of control, ensuring that his children inherit the property. And by far, the most efficient, least contentious, and easiest way to manage such a situation remains a will. So while Daniel does not have to write a will, I would strongly recommend it.
Thank you, Akili, and thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Swala Nyeti. What Akili is telling me and what I understand is this. Do I need to write a will for my children to inherit my property? No and yes.
Well put. Join us tomorrow then when we discuss another legal question and probably answer some of those asked by Gashao. But the legal question we will be looking at tomorrow is from Rosemary, who asks, my mother called us to her deathbed and told us how to share her property. Is this a valid will?
This is a valid will. Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Join us tomorrow for another exciting and informative episode of Swala Nyeti. You have been listening to Swala Nyeti. Special thanks to our layman, Gashao Patrick, and our lawyer, Harry Karanja. If you have a legal question that you want answered, send us a WhatsApp message on 07 08 111 222 or email us at admin@swalanyeti.org. You can find downloads to all our podcast episodes on our website www.swalanyeti.org.